Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
God bless you tonight. Getting ready for a blessing tonight. This is Bible class night. Do you have your Bible? Everything to God in prayer. We're praying for you tonight that's going through this cold weather. God is the reason for everything, so thank God that it's cold. It's a blessing in even that. I want to say to you tonight that as we get ready for Bible class, we've been soul searching the killings that's going on. And we already picked up the evil spirits and little girls getting killed. So Mel was crying about the little Spanish girl. The little black girl got killed. She didn't cry. Well, I'm saying murder is murder. So we have to stop the killing, save the baby. That's what we got to do. And once we do that, we go to the next level. Hope you got your Bible tonight. This is Bible class night, and we'll talk about the Bible, the Word of God. That's what some of you need to do to deal with the evil that man have sent down and have involved. Only the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will pour out a blessing for you. Now, I'm going to say to you tonight, as we get ready to go into Bible class, I'm going to pray. But I want you tonight to say, Bishop, I got a need. I need to plant a seed. I want to thank you for those that have planted seed, those that have sent donations, and those that want to be blessed, those that want to do it for you. I'm going to give you a scripture. I got it down here. That I want you to have. I'm praying for you, Mother Bessie. Praying for you, Rosa Edward in Monroe. Mother Frances down in Algeria, right across New Orleans. I'm praying for you. And I hope to go down there during Mardi Gras week, not for Mardi Gras, to see Mother Frances. And we will set up some for the summer. You know, we've been praying that God, I think, he called me, said 60 degrees down there, as well as it's minus degrees here in Chicago, and it was a little colder than that in Minnesota. But I want you to get ready tonight for a blessing. And once you receive the blessing, pass it on to somebody else. I want to tell you tonight, hope you got your Bibles. I want to go over scripture with you tonight. And I want to go over the scripture with you and share it with you. There's so many of our women come up missing and they're doing so much. And there's another black girl, 40 years old, missing. And then they had about 10 black girls missing, even one pregnant missing. The police department ain't doing nothing about investigating, but they want more money. They need to solve some of these murders. They need to solve some of these missing persons things they need to do. They need to do that. But tonight, the word of God is true. And I want to take back all that the devil done stole. I want you to know God is able to bless you. God's able to open up a door for you. Now, I'm going to take back all that the devil stole from you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to get ready and experience what God's going to give you. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Might be too hard for man, ain't too hard for God. And we're praying. You know, we're in the midst of a war. It's a war talking now, but if a war, look at the many tanks and bombs be made. Look how much of money the millionaire is going to make because of war. Lots of killing going on, but a lot of money being made. Every war was big money. You know, one plane cost $1 trillion. they lost in the city trying to get money on top of money. I think the most thing that is funded, the government fund, they fund more to the armed forces than anything. So they got money to throw away, money to burn. But I want to say that God is in control tonight. And whatever you need, God got. God, I'm going to pray. And as we pray, we're going to share a scripture with you tonight. God is still in control. Even over in Ghana, over in Jamaica, South Africa, over in Egypt, right there in Rome, Italy, France, Paris, right over in Bosnia, where they can fight, right here in America. We must learn how to solve our problem without bombs and rockets. The Bible said man will destroy himself. We're on our way to the doomsday clock because we put our emphasis on money, not on love. If we take the energy to love each other, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, build homes all over the world will be a little bit better. But it seemed like, I want to say to the devil, first, I don't want you to let it ride. Because some of you have bowed down and said, I'm supposed to have cancer. I'm supposed to have high blood. I'm supposed to be able to not go outside my house. Sin is just sin.
Yeah! Oh, no.
Don't let the devil, if you got a need, plant a seed. go to my website, theseedofabraham.com, and send your seed in. Whatever you need, I want to send you something specially. I want to send you the ARC, God Financial Cover, that you might be able to receive the benefit and the money that God got you. If you just see Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a substance. No, that's what you got to get it set. Now faith is something hopeful. Ever this thing not seen. And Bell just got a good report. And when you do the right thing for the right reason, you're going to get the right report. Quick, fast, and Genesis 15:5, God, your name from poor to rich. My name from somebody, from nobody to somebody. So God's going to make a change in you. God's going to do something special in your life. You have to get ready and let God, let go and let God. I want to take back. You know, I was talking to a young lady, and she, you know, a lot of women's been raped. They said to say they've been raped. Now men's being raped. And I'm going to take this time out right now. All right. If you've been raped in your life, you ain't told anybody. It's time you repent. It ain't your fault that your brother, your cousins, your brother, somebody in the family, even daddy raped. Now, one lady, her daddy was raping her, but he was a stepchild. And she told me, and I told her, grandfather, you know, and the wife didn't want to believe it. But all this rape that's going on, all this witchcraft, and tomorrow night, I'm going to talk about curses and spells. People have been put spells on them when they were 16, 17, 18. Spell on you. Sometimes spell don't leave out till the people die. Curses and spells. When most times, now, when a person put a spell on a person, once they break it, if they lie, they might kill the person. I know this girl that put the spell on this guy, and the guy woke up. And she told me, I don't want you no more. She had put the spell on, she can reverse it. He shot, killed himself. I know down in Arkansas, this man killed his wife and killed himself. Okay? Because he couldn't accept the spell being broke. Sometimes when they put spells on it, the woman died. And a lot of spells be put on people, and they don't get it all. And sometimes they die with it all, and sometimes somebody come with the anointing of the Holy Spirit to rebuke that demon spirit that's on you. You know, little boys being raped, little girls being raped. And then when they get a certain age, they can't hold a man, and the little boys want to be gay, and the little girl don't want no woman no more, don't want no man no more, because you've been abused by a man, and they ain't told nobody all of their life. So they turn to the other abomination for God. Okay? There's a reason why that happened, because they ain't told nobody they was raped. They ain't told nobody that this happened to them in an early childhood life. Some of these men have been statutory rape. The kids, 11, 12, 13, and the kids hold that in, and they don't go to college. They don't finish their education because they got that inner warfare that's in them. Tonight, you got to take back all that the devil stole from you and your family. And I want to say that tonight. In our Bible class, a friend not thyself but evil doers. Okay. When you get ready, God will make things all right for you. And my text for the night is St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. That means the righteousness of God. Walk like walk like your God, act like your God, speak some things and rebuke the devil. And all the stuff that you're trying to hustle and get, you got to give it to you. If you let go this tonight and let God, let me read that again. St. Matthew 6, that is, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. A right man, a righteous woman. When you're a righteous man and a righteous woman, you ain't got to argue. When a woman find a man, she find a ruby. Where's your ruby at? When a man find a woman, he find a good thing. And a woman's glory is her hair. Some of you done cut the glory off because that's the style. Hello. You wonder where your glory at. You can't find your ruby because you done cut your glory off. Hello, somebody. You get in the bed, the woman more bald-headed than you is. Okay? And y'all, that's the style. Whose style is it? Is it God's style or man's style? Okay? Now, what I'm saying tonight, Romans 1 and 26, this is what the Bible says. I turn them over to a reprobate mind, doing that which is unseemly. Man going with man, women going with women, and doing which is unseemly. He says, a curse to death. I didn't say it. Read your Bible. I'm telling you tonight, you got to get back with the word of God. You got to get back. And all this evil is going to keep going on till you get back with the word of God. Tonight, step into the next level for healing, for success and joy. You don't have to be down. I'm talking about the $1 trillion. I see money being released. Hebrews 4, 12, and 14. Trillion dollar flow. I just want to say that to you. $1 trillion flow. I want to play this in. And I want you to say to me, bitch, I'm taking back all that the devil took. I'm taking it back. My mind, my soul, my body. And when you see, now I need you to see. I need you to say, Bishop,